Hello, I'm Ian Wright, librarian at the North Muskegon branch of the Muskegon Area District Library, and you're listening to Humans of Muskegon Musician Edition. This program aims to highlight and support musicians in Muskegon County and give them an opportunity to share their story and music, as well as their connection to West Michigan. On this episode, we'll be connecting with Kennedy Hester. Kennedy, thanks for coming out today on Chatting. Would you care to tell us a little about yourself and your story?
Sure. Where do I start? let's see. So music-wise, you know, I've been playing music since I was four. My dad got me into it. My fun fact that I would share is, like, I could read music before words.
Oh, wow.
So I could read music notes. You know, that was, like, my language. And now I do guitar more so. But it's just, you know, my way that I express myself. I need it. It's, like, my therapy.
Sure.
And besides that, I'm a doula. So I support women through their pregnancy and and help them find their confidence and voice and motherhood tools. And so that music, that's me.
Sure. That's awesome. Are you originally from Muskegon?
Yep. Yep. I grew up in North Muskegon, went to Reese Puffer. Yeah. Lived here my whole life, except for a year I was in Germany. I was an exchange student.
Very cool.
When I was 16. So that was very cool.
Nice.
Yeah.
How would you say that Muskegon has shaped your sound or your songwriting ability?
I mean, it's just kind of like what you go through day to day, you know, and my dad was just, he played music all the time. So growing up, like, I had music around. So it was just kind of a part of, like, what I would do. Like, when I was younger, it would be the piano. I'd sit down and I would either play a sad, mad song, or I'd play a pretty song, or I would, you know, like, have the sounds kind of like be what's going on that day. And now with writing music, it's just figuring out the guitar. It's weird because I feel like I don't know how to play guitar, but I play guitar a lot. It's just so different than piano. But just like pulling inspiration from whatever's going on and finding what strings resonate with me and what words follow.
Sure.
Yeah.
Cool. Would you say there are any specific places here in Muskegon that really inspire you in particular?
I mean, Lake Michigan, for one.
That's been a common
answer.
Outside.
Come on, man. Yeah. Like, just like, I get what my dad was saying. Like, you're so lucky to live here. You know, people come from miles around to.
Right.
And it's just, like, so regular, but, like, it's amazing. So, just nature in general, yeah.
Do you have a particular favorite memory or a memorable experience here in Michigan that stands out to you?
I'm just going to go right back to saying Lake Michigan. Just Lake the Michigan. Days, the mundane days that were really just, like, awesome, you know, staying till the sunset. It just feels like the vibe. Like, that's just what, just being out at Lake Michigan. And now I do it with my girls. So it's like full circle, you know, doing it as a mom now. And I remember doing it as a kid. And like, it's still just amazing.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Are there any other local musicians or particular like venues here that are really stand out to you or inspirational?
I mean, I've got musician like friends. Like, I got like Bree Barron. Like, they play out quite a bit. My daughter's dad, Aaron Dykstra, is also a great musician. He doesn't play out for the people, but he plays for his kids, and that's, you know, really
that's
fun
so cool.
And cool. Like, we have it in the house. Yeah, just anywhere where there's live music. You know, I'm one that likes to sit and listen, and even if it's not, like, my kind of genre that I do, I'm into it.
Cool.
Yeah.
How would you describe the local music scene here in Muskegon?
Versatile, you know. You got some funk, you got some folk, you got some sit down and listen. I feel like I wish there was more often, maybe, or like, I don't know, maybe I'm partial to the singer songwriter kind of people. Maybe we need some more afternoons, some places to sip on some coffee or drink some tea.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay. Do you feel a responsibility to represent Muskegon through your music?
No, there's not responsibility in music. There's just expression.
just for fun.
Yep, I don't have it. Nope, I can't handle any more responsibility in my life.
Fair enough. What do you hope people think of when they hear your music?
I just want people to feel something, you know. I'll play my music a lot. My mom will be like, "That's so sad." Well, you felt something, so there's that. I just, you know, I hope people can stay present with it and just listen and relate, or just have some, like, sympathy or empathy or, like, a nice memory or something. Whatever you want to feel, just feel something.
For sure.
Yeah.
Where can people find your music or see you perform next?
If I can keep up on my socials, you can find me on Facebook at Kennedy Hester's Music. And I try to post where I'm going to play, and that kind of changes. It goes from different places in Muskegon or Montague, and Holland, like just kind of random. But nothing like is like set in stone to be like, yeah, come listen to me here. But we are going to try to get that going this next year.
Yep. Fantastic. Awesome. So you're going to be playing a song for us today in the studio. Mm-hmm. What are you going to be performing for us today?
I'm going to be playing Candles. It's a song I wrote last year. Just like lots of change in life, like had me thinking about like what I wish for, what I used to wish for, like how that has kind of changed. And it's just kind of a, I can sit with it and pour my heart out and go through it. So I like the song. It's called Candles. Yeah.
Well, Kennedy, thanks for coming out today and speaking with us. Up next, we have Kennedy Hester's Candles.
Thank you.